story. I mean, this conspiration theory theme is interesting to play a little bit on. I mean, in this way, for instance, I use Professor Jiang, as he calls himself, as an example here. I can maybe make a character based on him or something. Well, a person who many would think is just speaking the conspiration theory, but who can also be seen, and which Pio is seeing more, as a real smart guy who went to Yale University and who's from China and who is like looking at the world both from the East and the West and just analyzing what he sees and reporting that in social media and comes up with some mind-blowing things. And some of that, those things are, of course, appearing as typical conspiracy theory, talking about secret societies and Freemasons and this and that. So then we listen to him there for a while, and then we switch over to the person, the person's looking at the screen. You know, there are two guys looking at that screen, or a couple, or whatever, and they are discussing. I mean, this guy is crazy. He's just, you know, I heard Colonel so-and-so say he was crazy, so he's... and then the other guys... And then they have discussion involving two different, you know, there's a little conflict situation between them there that they have to deal out. And that one can lead also into their relationship. Why are you always treating me like that? And no, no, it's not just about this, it's... I mean, how it's all about humans mainly. The others seem to be doing well. Who have become a neurotic kind on Earth, and you can have the animals and the plants and the sun and the moon just looking at them and saying, you know, you should. You're humans, you know, you need healing. You need therapy. You got lost in your own dark world, and then we see these humans inside of kind of bubble or box that they built, where they build our own perfect world inside. All squares and buildings and cityscapes and all that. Machineries and puffs and smoke and weapons that can't shoot out of the bubble. And then outside that bubble we have nature, or actually some of them shoot out of the bubble because they start to really affect nature with the others, you know, the plants and animals, birds and bees and all of them, just looking at this and what's going on? What are they doing? So, and then we turn to maybe P or others there, sitting looking at that, and saying, yeah, I don't know, I got a little lost here, but I like to flip around a little different dimensions and meta things, and someone looking at the other story from another dimension, and someone looking at them from another dimension. It's all going on in this seven loka world. Cosmos that I write about in my book, given in the old cosmologies of the planet.